Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, Product Marketing Specialist at Apptio, an IBM company, and welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things Agile and give insights to help organizations in Agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of Agile practices. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we talk about all things Agile. I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we're diving into part two of delivering value with program management. Joining me today again is Abby Chaturvedi, founder and principal consultant at ScaleNow, who unpacked the fundamentals of Agile program management and the core Agile methodologies to back them. In part two now, we will touch on the critical components of program management, how you can successfully implement them, success stories, and what to consider in the future. I know PI planning is quite a critical event for program management. I wanted to know, in your view, how does effective PI planning contribute to the Agile program success? You know, what role does technology play in overcoming those challenges of PI planning in a digital or hybrid work environment?
It's a very good question again, Tracy. Again, two questions to it. First, talk about PI planning is crucial to Agile programs, and then how technology as a lever, which helps to elevate this to next level. I think crucial PI planning brings together. First, let's talk about alignment. Alignment is very important because PI planning brings together cross-functional teams to align on programs' vision, goals, and priorities for the upcoming increment. Now, this alignment ensures that everyone is working towards the same objectives, fostering collaboration and synergy across teams. The second one is all about visibility. PI planning provides visibility into upcoming work, dependencies, and potential risk, enabling teams to anticipate challenges and plan accordingly. Now, this visibility helps mitigate risk and ensures that resources are allocated effectively to deliver value. Now, third important point is about cadence. PI planning establishes regular cadence for planning and delivery, promoting predictability and rhythm within the program, which is very fundamental key to success. Now, this cadence allows teams to plan and execute work in iterative cycles, facilitating continuous improvement and adaptation. And fourth, and the five ones, but the fourth one is empowerment. So PI planning empowers teams to take ownership of their work and make informed decisions about how to achieve program goals. By involving teams in the planning process, PI planning fosters a sense of ownership and accountability, driving motivation and engagement. And the fifth point here, Tracy, and I'll make it brief, PI planning facilitates feedback and collaboration among teams, stakeholders, and product owners, enabling continuous learning and improvement. Teams can share insights, identify dependencies, and resolve issues collaboratively, ensuring that plans are realistic and achievable. So this is how, on these five concepts, PI planning brings alignment. Your question, there were two questions to this. The second question was all about how technology comes into play and helps escalates a value to delivery, right? There's potentially there's another, then three points are there. I'll highlight them. First one being virtual collaboration tools. Third, second one, asynchronous communication tools. And the third one is integrated tool chain. So these are fundamentally very important. Well, let's talk about virtual collaboration tools. Now, technology platforms such as video conferencing, collaborative document sharing, and virtual whiteboards enable teams to participate in PI planning sessions remotely, regardless of their location. Now, these tools facilitate real-time collaboration and communication, ensuring that all team members can contribute effectively to the planning process. The other point is asynchronous communication tools. Now, they improve productivity by allowing teams and people to communicate on their own time. Asynchronous tool can help reduce interruptions and allow people to focus on deep work. On the other side, also they promote thoughtful communication because people have more time to craft their messages. Asynchronous communication can often lead to more thoughtful and well-considered responses. And the last point is about integrated tool chain. So integrated technologies enable seamless integration between different tools and systems used by agile teams, such as version control, continuous integration, and deployment tools.
So given these elements for success, such as what you mentioned, alignment, transparency, collaboration, risk management, I'm curious about how success in program management is typically measured. So like, what do those success metrics look like and how are they measured?
No, certainly. Then on a higher level, we talk about financial performance. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about schedule performance here. And then we talk about organizational performance. So these are things that are really genuinely important. Finance from a cost point of view, scheduling from a timing point of view, and organizational performance from a stakeholder point of view. So if you talk about financial performance, the first one, let's talk about budget variance. So we need to measure the variance between planned and actual project expenditures, ensuring that the program stays within the budget, right? Second one being return of investment. Measure the financial return or value generated by the program relative to the investment made, right? And the third one is the cost of delay. You know, measure the financial impact of delaying the delivery of features or projects, helping prioritize work based on its value and urgency. So if we look into these three metrics, then they fall under financial performance domain, right? On the schedule performance domain, you've got potentially four areas: on-time delivery, cycle time, velocity, and lead time. So on-time delivery measures the percentage of deliverables or milestones completed on or before the scheduled deadlines. Then you've got cycle time. You know, it measures the time it takes work items to move through the development process from initiation to completion. Then you've got velocity, which measures the rate at which work is completed by agile teams, typically in terms of story points or user story count per iteration. And lastly is your lead time. You measure the time it takes to deliver value to customers from initiation of a request or feature, right? So these four fundamental domains fall under schedule performance for success metrics, right? Then last and not the least, which is extremely important, is all about organizational performance. And this is all about stakeholders, surveys, net promoter scores among the people, and stakeholder engagement. So you measure the, let's talk about stakeholder surveys. You know, you measure the satisfaction of stakeholders, such as customers, sponsors, and users through regular survey or feedback mechanism. Then you have a net promoter score, you know, measures net promoter NPS, which we generally call, it measures the likelihood of stakeholders to recommend the program or organizations to others, providing insight into overall satisfaction and loyalty. And the third one itself is stakeholder engagement. You know, you measures stakeholder engagement measures the level of engagement and collaboration among stakeholders, ensuring that their needs and expectations are being addressed effectively.
So considering the rise of hybrid work models, what features should organizations then look for in a digital solution, such as target process, to support their adoption of program management?
It's a good question, Tracy. And target process is a very comprehensive tool. I've really enjoyed working on it. I've looked into it. It ticks all the boxes. And I'm quite sure, you know, going forward, it will penetrate into the market seamlessly. Fundamentally, there's potentially three things which comes to my mind. You know, one is the collaboration tools. So look for collaboration features that facilitate communication and collaboration among distributed teams, such as real-time messaging, video conferencing, integration, and virtual whiteboards. Now, these tools should enable teams to communicate effectively, share ideas, and collaborate on projects regardless of the location. Second one which comes to my mind is remote access and mobility. So you ensure that the digital solution providers provides remote access and mobile capabilities, allowing team members to access and update information from anywhere, anytime. Mobile apps and responsive web interfaces enable flexibility and productivity for remote and on-the-go team members. And finally, my fourth point being flexible workflows, which is extremely important. You know, you choose a solution that supports flexible and customizable workflows, allowing teams to adapt agile practices to their specific needs and processes. Customizable workboards, workflows, and process templates enable teams to tailor the tool to their unique requirements and workflows. So if we have these potential three features incorporated into target process, it will go leaps and bounds.
So I'm sure with your background, you're not short of interesting stories or examples where program management supported by these digital tools brought great results, you know, or outcomes. So do you have any of those stories that you can share with us?
Yeah, by all means, Tracy. We did a case study, you know, for a telecom provider in Australia. And, you know, I'll potentially break down this into three sections. The hypothesis, what was the intent for the case study, for the program? What were the focus points and what were the outcomes associated with that? So the client experienced, you know, significant operational issues on implementing a scale agile framework. And I was engaged to assess how a portfolio of programs were being implemented within the framework, present challenges and pain points from across the portfolio, and subsequently provide recommendations to continuously improve and uplift the operations of the portfolio layers. You know? So I fundamentally had two focuses. And my primary focus was the identification of events, ceremonies, and communication deficit across the enterprise. And my approach to uplift communication was through running a series of background workshops, followed by tailored training for participants, leading to institutionalizing changes. Now, the secondary focus was to review portfolio epics using Kanban, promoting economic-based decision-making by prioritizing and managing work based on the corporation's specific economic goals. And Kanban offers a holistic view of progress, bottlenecks, impediments, blockers, and process inefficiencies at a single glance. So portfolio managers, senior managers, product owners, delivery leads, and other stakeholders were consulted for improved alignment of the portfolio with program and team layers. What was the outcome? You know, literally we had synopsis, the focus. The outcome was the client experienced a significant increase in awareness and interest seen by portfolio managers, senior level stakeholders on ways of executing scaled agile, resulting in an increased understanding of the need for capability uplift. Now, this uplift initiated resulted in active stakeholder, an active sponsor advocacy of the change to the ways of working and resulting buy-in from senior management. The recommendations were incorporated into the operating model and a new level 4 process was introduced at the portfolio layer. Overall, the initiative delivered improvement in portfolio planning and in speed of change of adoption.
Faster time to value is always a win. So lastly, go on.
By all means, not. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, lastly, what emerging trends should organizations be aware of to stay ahead in program management?
It's a good question again, Tracy. These emerging trends are really, really important. I think the first one which comes to my mind is remote and hybrid work. Work with the continuous adoption of remote and hybrid work models. Organization must adopt agile practices to support distributed teams effectively. And this is very important. Teams are dispersed across geographical regions. The embracing remote collaboration tools, virtual ceremonies, and asynchronous communication methods will be essential for success in agile program management. The other one which comes to my mind is all about value stream management. Now, value stream management is gaining traction as organizations seek to optimize the flow of value from idea to delivery across the entire value stream. And VSM, value stream management, as I say, I run workshops on these. VSM tools and practices enables organization to identify bottlenecks, streamline processes, and improve value delivery across agile program and portfolios. And the two important ones, which is very important, are agile transformation coaching and DevOps integration. So the agile transformation coaching is all about agile transformation. Coaching is becoming increasingly important as organizations navigate the complexities of agile adoption and transformation. Now, agile coaches play a crucial role in guiding teams and leaders through the agile journey, fostering a culture of continuous improvement and learning. Right? And the last, not the least, is all about DevOps integration on the technical side. The integration of agile and DevOps practices is becoming more prevalent as organizations seek to accelerate delivery, improve quality, and increase agility. And DevOps practice such as continuous integration, continuous delivery, and infrastructure as a code alignment complement agile principles and enable faster and more reliable software delivery. You know? And one thing which always comes to my mind, and it's non-technical, Tracy, new trend is literally all about agile governance and compliance. Which nobody talks about. Everybody talks about faster time to delivery, but this is really, really important. And agile governance and compliance are becoming critical consideration as organizations adopt agile practices in regulated industries or environments. Right? Now, agile governance frameworks and practices help ensure alignment with regulatory requirements, risk management, and compliance while preserving agile values and principles.
I'm glad you brought up that last point. I know nobody really does talk about that.
It's very important.
It really is, yeah. But that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, Abby, for sharing your insights and stories with us. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today, and I hope to see you for another episode. For our viewers, we actually just came out with a really in-depth guide to get you started on program management. So you can click on the screen for a QR code to download it. And thank you guys for tuning in. If there's any topics you want to hear or you have any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments section and subscribe to stay agile. See you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.